In the studio with me now is Robert Malley. He's the Middle East director for the International Crisis Group, and he's spent decades focusing on the Arab-Israeli conflict. He worked in the Clinton White House, and he advised the campaign of President Obama. Robert Malley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what stood out to you in the Netanyahu speech today?
I think what stood out is that very little stood out. This was a speech that was not intended to break new ground. It was a speech that I think could be billed as the placeholder speech, the speech that was intended to get Netanyahu out of the dilemma he faced. Pressure from the U.S. on the one hand and the realities of his right-wing coalition on the other. And that was his goal, was to survive this and to be able to live another day.
Now, he talked about a Palestinian state that would be demilitarized, that wouldn't have control over its airspace, for example. Are these things that Palestinians could realistically swallow?
Hard to say, but in many ways, these are traditional Israeli positions, which is why this debate about Palestinian statehood always seemed to me to be a false debate, because some Israelis say they accept a Palestinian state, and then they tag on all these conditions, which make it very hard for the Palestinians to accept. And others, like Netanyahu until recently, rejected Palestinian statehood because he said those conditions would violate a basic principle of statehood. What he's done today is say, okay, I accept statehood, but here's a list of conditions, and if the Palestinians accept them, we can go ahead. But as you suggest, these are going to be very difficult for the two sides to agree.
Robert Malley, he was speaking, Mr. Netanyahu was speaking in front of a primarily right-of-center audience at Bar-Ilan University in Israel, sort of the intellectual home of the pro-settler camp. So within that context, can his speech be considered somewhat risky politically at all?
Not really. I think most Israelis, including those he was speaking to, had come to understand that he couldn't stick to his position on the two things that President Obama had asked, statehood and a settlement freeze. What he says is statehood but and a settlement freeze with exceptions. That was his way to balance between the two demands, and I suspect that the people in the audience and more broadly in Israel, including his right-wing coalition partners, knew that that was where he would have to end up, even though it may give them some heartburn.
Is there a sense among both Israelis and Palestinians that you speak with on a regular basis of an imminent change in tone, if not policy, coming out of Washington?
Well, I think they're already seeing it. And I think the real question, what we've seen now, just the preliminaries, we've seen the first moves in a very long chess game. And the fight has been about these two things, statehood and settlement freeze. But that's not really what the issue is. The issue is going to be when the two sides are at the table, can they reach an agreement? Can they agree on what the borders will be? Once you agree what the borders are, it doesn't matter. You don't talk about a settlement freeze anymore. You speak about evacuating those settlements that will be in Palestinian hands, and you will be continuing to build as much as you want on those settlements that will be annexed by Israel. And the real questions now are, when those two parties, when they start negotiating, can they reach an agreement? The answer is likely to be no. And at that point, what does the U.S. do?
Well, that's a question. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Aaron David Miller, who, of course, you know, worked on Palestinian-Israeli negotiations at the State Department under President Clinton. He said it's pretty much impossible for any U.S. administration to impose a peace settlement. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's imposition and imposition. I think what the calculation probably in the minds of some of the members of the Obama administration is not to impose a settlement or solution, but to put on the table ideas that will have enough support internationally and in the Israeli and Palestinian domestic polities so that it becomes very difficult for the Israeli leader or the Palestinian leader to say no. That has to be their calculation, to change the landscape and the environment enough so that U.S. ideas, and we've had plenty of them in the past that haven't succeeded, but so that this time there's enough support domestically in the U.S., in Israel, among the Palestinians and around the world, so that it becomes politically very costly for anyone to say no.
So in your view, today's speech by Netanyahu billed as a major policy speech, not much there.
Well, I think it was much ado about not that much, in the sense that he, again, his objective was not to break new ground. His objective was really to say, I'm not in conflict with the U.S., but I'm not bowing to them either, and I'm not going to go head-to-head with my own coalition, even though I may have to move them along. And if that was his objective, he might have succeeded, but it only is going to carry him so far, because at some point soon, as he says himself, negotiations will begin. And at that point, he might face a U.S. administration that's not going to be satisfied with his positions and is going to try to push him to say more at the negotiating table than he or his partners are prepared to do.
Robert Malley is Program Director for Middle East and North Africa at the International Crisis Group here in Washington and a former Special Assistant to President Bill Clinton for Arab-Israeli Affairs. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.